This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going to talk about some financial news, some lying Democrat news, other things. I want to do some things real quick first, though, because there's an article written about Corinne Diversity Hire. They're talking about CNN's ratings, but more importantly, I want to have a chat. This is probably one of the more offensive shows we've done in a while, so we might as well go ahead and, well, let's put an exclamation point on that, shall we? There's a woman, she used to be a VP at Goldman Sachs. Everyone knows what Goldman Sachs is, that big finance giant. And she's got an article today, well, there's an article written about her today in the New York Post. Ex-Goldman Sachs VP rips the bank's man world culture. I played golf, talked football, and cried in the bathroom, she said. If you read the article, she talks about having to keep my feminine side tucked away. And I wore a pantsuit and muted my personality. So on and so forth. So we need to have a talk with Daddy Jesse. It's time for Daddy Jesse to step in. Ladies, there's nothing wrong with you having a career if that's what you want. There's really not. Obviously, we push family and we need to be a more culture that's focused on family and things like that. And I'm happy to talk about that all the time. And I do talk about all the time. But honestly, some women, they aren't going to have families. Some women don't want families. Some women want to just go out into the career world and make it big. And you know what's wrong with that? Nothing. God has different purposes for everybody in life. Maybe that is your role. All right? Good for you. Knock them dead. However, the business world is a man's world. It is. It always has been. And because of the dynamics around the business world, very performance-based, cut and dry, make money, don't make money, profit-driven, that kind of, because of the dynamics of the business world will always be a man culture, a man's world. So if you are going to do this thing, this career woman thing, I bless you to it, go for it, bust your butt, make it big, have a great life, don't care. Fine. Sounds good. Act like a man. Meaning, you better be ready to play golf. You better be ready to exist in a man's culture. And if you find yourself going to the bathroom to cry, then you don't belong there anyway, because you don't freaking cry at work. You don't cry at work, whether you're a dude or whether you're a woman. I don't care who you are. Take your tears back home where they belong. If you find yourself crying in the bathroom at work, it's because you don't have the emotional makeup, man or woman, to be in the workplace. So you need to either A, find a husband who will take care of you and you go home and raise the kids, or B, find a way to toughen up. Buck up, buttercup. And when it comes to things like golf, I'll tell you something else. Here it is. You know, we've already had our kids in golf lessons. Now, they're not cheap, so we don't have them in right now. But our kids, both of them, know how to swing a golf club. Why? Am I some golf freak? No. I'll play golf once a year. Maybe twice a year. I don't care about golf. I enjoy it. I enjoy going out with my friends. I enjoy swinging the wrenches poorly. But do you know why? We put our sons in golf. You know why? I'll take my kids this day to the driving range and we'll just, you know, swing a little bit. Nothing, no pressure, not yelling at them. Oh, that's a terrible slice playing golf. You know why? Because golf is the business world's activity. And you know what you can't ever do? If you're a man or you're a woman, you know what you can't ever, 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 ever do under any circumstances? Have the golf walk in and say, hey, Barb, we're hitting up. You know what? We're knocking off work. We're going to hit up the golf course. You want to come play 18 with us? I got one of my foursome canceled. You want to get in on this foursome? Well, I'm sorry. I don't know how to play. Okay, Barb. I guess I'll find someone who knows how to play golf. You need to know how to play golf. I'm trying to think how many business deals I have seen either begin or close on the golf course. There was a country club, I've told you this story, in Tucson. And I certainly was not a member. It was one of these fancy golf country clubs. Tucson Country Club is what it's called. But I knew a lot of the members because a lot of them were my donors back when I was running for Congress. And so on occasion, they'd invite me out. Hey, let's come have lunch or come play golf with us or something like that. Sure. If I had time, I'd go do it. It's a good time. And I'd sit around afterwards, and I'm there. I'm poor, but I'm with all these rich guys, all the fancy rich guys, all the millionaires. And they would sit there over lunch, having a beer, burger, eating fries. And they would just sit and just, essentially, from what it looked like to my angle, just pass money around. Now, they were all business deals. Hey, Mike, $50,000. You got 50 grand. You want to get in on this? We're starting a new thing, a new line of hair salons in town. You good? Okay, cool. All right, I'll grab that from your secretary afterwards. Hey, Bob, I'm still waiting on that 10 grand for you from the fundraiser. It was just money. It was just money going back and forth. In the golf course, it was like I was sitting in the boardroom of Goldman Sachs. That's the golf course. Learn how to play golf, too. Learn how to swim, because it'll save your life. And learn how to play golf, because it might make you a bunch of money one day. And because you don't want to be the dude who has to tell the boss he doesn't know how to swing a golf club when he comes and asks you to play golf on Friday. Learn how to play golf. And stop crying in the office. Golly. I don't know when that got celebrated, too. And this is why, this is what we've done. We've so wrecked the mentality of so many people in this country that we get articles like this printed. This is from Women's Health. How Corinne Jean-Pierre handles stress as the White House press secretary. Everybody handles stress at work. It's friggin' work. It's stressful. You're going to have bad days, bad bosses, bad moments. You might get laid off. Maybe you just got laid off. You might get fired. It's work. You go in and put your labor in trying to earn money to support yourself and your family. But because Corinne Diversity Hire has to deal with some tough questions every now and then, she gets a 90-page article on how she deals with stress. Corinne, tell us about your yoga routine. How about I don't give a crap how you deal with stress? How about that? How about you just go deal with it in some way? Does that sound good? I don't know why I'm like this, Chris. I didn't even have to get my oil checked today. And I'm in kind of this salty Daddy Jesse mood. I don't know why. By the way, remember, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Email your questions in now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's do some emails. Dear Crayon Eater, I bought a Pure Talk phone today. Good for you. So happy to be supporting a company that shares my values, unlike AT&T or T-Mobile, who hate our values. They do. Customer service was helpful and kind. When they asked how I heard about the company, I proudly said the Jesse Kelly Show. Please say my name if you read this. I would like to say it's like tic-tac-toe, a winner.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner, a winner.
Couldn't be more simple, Chris. I don't know why you're shaking your head. Yes, switch to Pure Talk. All these other companies hate your guts. Pure Talk loves you, okay? #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's how you switch to Pure Talk. Pick up your phone and switch. Dear Community College dropout turn Radio Mega Awards recipient. You often say the pharmaceutical, corporate, and government elites will never be held to account for the wreckage of our economy and so many lives destroyed during COVID. I would tend to agree with you if there was no God, but I believe there is. And I believe those who committed such disgraceful atrocities will be held to account. I don't know when or where, but I believe they will. What say you? You accomplish your mission daily in my camp, bringing a little extra joy to all my days. Thanks for your wisdom and eloquence. His name is Doug. Well, yes, I believe they will be held to account eventually. But look, there's nothing wrong with wanting justice in this world as well. In fact, we are commanded to seek out justice. What was done to this country, what was done to you, to me, to children, old people, small businesses, what was done to this country in the name of a virus was evil and criminal. Honestly, that even one business was forcibly closed for 1 minute is a crime against the American people. It's a crime. The United States government, the Texas government, New York government, Houston government, I don't care what government it is, in the land of the free, does not have the authority to tell you to shut your livelihood off in the name of a bad chest cold. They don't have the authority to shut down your children's school, to close your business, to wreck your life. They don't have the authority to then come up, take your taxpayer money and hand it to pharmaceutical companies to create some poison and then force you to inject yourself with it or have you fired. These things that were done to our people, to us, were criminal things. They were dead wrong. And I'm never, ever, ever going to let it go. All right? All right. Speaking of these things, let's talk a little bit of finance stuff, shall we? Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I don't know if margaritas have to be made with tequila, Chris. I believe they are. I mean, if it's not tequila, how can it be a margarita? I think it has to be. Maybe you can do a mezcal or something like that. I don't know. I'm not an alcohol expert, Chris. I've never been a bartender. How would I know? I don't freaking know. I'm not mixing drinks in my off time. Anyway, let's talk about something different. Let's talk about the economy again, because this is from something called the Morning Brew Newsletter. And it is just, man, oh man. This is from the newsletter. You'd need to be an Olympic long jumper to bridge the gap between how well the public thinks the economy is doing and how well the economy is actually doing. And this is from the article. 56% think the U.S. is currently experiencing a recession. They say GDP is growing. 72% believe inflation is going up. And then they put this little tidbit in there. It's more than halved from its 2022 peak of 9.1% and is hovering between 3 and 4%. We'll come back to that. Don't worry. 49% think the current unemployment rate is at a 50-year high. It's at a near 50-year low. 49% believe the S&P 500 is on the decline. It's risen more than 12% this year. What is reality? Why is reality missing so many Americans? You see this over and over and over again now from the media. This is a separate headline. This is all just from today. This is from Axios. More than half of Americans think the U.S. is in a recession. It is not. You see this everywhere. What are you seeing? You feel it. You don't need the latest articles on inflation or how the stock market's doing. You don't have to watch CNBC or any of those other things to know that what's happening out there financially to you economically is bad, that it's bad. So why is the media missing it? Why are we treated to article after article after article scolding us about how good it is? Well, there's a couple different things going on, and we need to discuss those things. The first thing is just basic run-of-the-mill propaganda. Joe Biden is the president. when you are president, if you have a good economy, if the people feel the economy is good, you get reelected. When you are president and people feel the economy is bad, you don't get reelected. Remember, Donald Trump was going to sail to reelection. He was going to destroy anyone who challenged him until we locked down the country for COVID and destroyed his own economy, and then he lost reelection. But he was going to sail to reelection, sail to it, because he was so good for the economy. He opened up the energy sector. He deregulated everything. For 3 years, he was unbelievable. And I don't care how unpopular the media tried to make him, he was going to dominate. He was going to sail to reelection. Then it happened. Anyway, good economies get presidents reelected. Bad economies don't. So a lot of this is simple run-of-the-mill propaganda, where if you're a Democrat, if you're a communist trying to get Joe Biden reelected, you will go out there every day and try to tell people that the economy isn't really bad. You're just stupid. You just don't understand. You hear this guy, Richie Torres, a Democrat from New York, hear what he said to black people?
Yet still, to Willie's point, there is a disconnect, particularly among black men. I can't figure that out. But try and explain it as best as you can.
Look, I sense men of all races. I see it among Latino men, African-American men, white men. Mm-hmm. There is a bitter disillusionment with the system. There's a sense that the system is failing them, and that transcends any particular presidency. And obviously, there's a challenge of inflation, which has been a global problem. But, you know, we have to tell the story of the Biden administration's success.
They just don't understand. I don't understand. What's wrong? I don't understand. Okay, so let's set aside the communist propaganda part. That you already get. You get how evil these people are. They lie all the time, so on and so forth. Let's talk about something else that we've touched on before, but it's important we understand it. Why is the S&P 500 fine? It's up 12% this year. If you've got a 401k as of right now, it's probably up a little bit. Why is the S&P 500 fine, but you're not fine? Why is it that you think there's a recession, but the GDP itself, you know, the GDP has to shrink for two straight quarters to have a recession. The GDP itself is growing. So definition wise, we're not in a recession. Why? Well, we already set aside the propaganda. Let's deal with one other aspect before we get to the main part of this. Remember, they also lie about a lot of these things. Now, they're not lying about the S&P 500, but when it comes to things like inflation, CPI, that's consumer price index, when it comes to things like that, because the government is on a constant mission to lie to you about how badly they're abusing you, they have manipulated these numbers to the point they're not even close to real. Remember, when they were rolling out, when it was 9.1 inflation, and they kept rolling out inflation's at 8%, inflation's at 7%, we'd roll out the numbers every day, and we'd say, wait a minute, gas is up 20%, and power is up 23%, and this is up 20-some percent, so how's it at 9%? Well, they take all the things you buy, and they remove them from the consumer price index, and then they say, hey, look, it's not that bad. So let's set aside the communist propaganda portion, and let's set aside the flat-out lying portion. Why do you feel like the economy sucks? And the media is sitting there telling you, look at the S&P, look at this, it's actually good. We'll discuss that next. Before we discuss that, you know what else sucks? Pain. Living with it. And not even the stub your toe kind of pain. That sucks, don't get me wrong. What's worse than that? It's that nagging, aching, everyday pain that we live with. That's what really gets to us. That's what keeps you up at night. That's what puts you in a bad mood. My back hurts again. Ah, my back, my neck. Oh, man, I've got this problem in my shoulder, my quad muscle. It's bothering me. That is the kind of pain that, honestly, it ruins your life. When you are in constant pain, it ruins your life. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go get some Relief Factor and take it for 3 weeks and then tell me how you feel. If you don't feel better after 3 weeks, I don't ever want you to take it again. 3 weeks. What is it? Well, it's all natural, not drugs. It will build up in your system over 3 weeks, and it'll support your body's natural response to inflammation. And it's not going to wreck your liver and kidneys while it does it. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. 3 weeks. Tell me how you feel. All right? All right, we'll discuss these economic matters. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. All right. Let's finish this economic talk before we move on and talk about other things. We already covered the reason the media keeps printing these articles. Half of America thinks the country's in a recession. It's not. You need to be a long jumper to bridge the gap between how well the public thinks the economy's doing versus how well it's doing. Why doesn't the public get it? The economy's great. Why doesn't the public get it? Well, it depends on how you define the economy. And it depends on whether or not you understand that how the economy has been graded has changed significantly. So let's think about it this way. Let's think about it in the Kelly household. It's me. It's Ob. My wife, Aubrey. It's James. It's Luke. It's four people. All right. And about every week, I would say, maybe every 2 weeks, we go grocery shopping. The wife goes grocery shopping, but everyone can put things on the grocery list. Sometimes she'll approve, and sometimes she says, no, that's unhealthy. I'm not getting it. Either way, you understand. It's grocery shopping. Standard household, same way it works in mine, same way it works in yours. Grocery shopping. And let's say forever, everyone, absolutely everyone, all four of us, got a say in what went on the grocery list. And that is how it works. Hey, I want to add this to the grocery list. Please add milk to the grocery list. Add peanut butter to the groceries. Everyone got a say in who adds it. And that was the grocery list of the home. You know, the home only has one grocery list that's on our fridge. The grocery list. But let's say the wife and I, we get together last night. Last night we got together and we said, hey, you know, these kids, they put a lot of junk food on that grocery list. They put a lot of things on that grocery list that we don't approve of, we don't like. You know what? The grocery list is only for you and me now. From now on, oh, they can still put things on the grocery list, don't get me wrong, but we're not buying any of them. And where do you see the fruits of the grocery list? In your pantry. You walk in your pantry and you can see it. And the children keep walking into the grocery list and or walking into the pantry, and there's none of the things they requested. Hey, Dad, where are the beef sticks? I put beef sticks on the grocery list. Oh, really, son? That's funny. Don't know. So the grocery list still exists, and in the boys' minds, it's still an accurate reflection of the food that is about to come their way. But what they don't realize is the people who run the show, my wife and I, we have decided that to cut them out of the process. So yes, they can still put things on the grocery list until their little hearts are content. But what they will not ever see is a pantry with the items they put on the grocery list, because they have been removed from the process. You no longer get a say. You no longer get a vote. Sorry, you're out. So the pantry will only reflect and serve me and my wife. Whatever I want on there, whatever I put on the grocery list, gets into the pantry. Whatever my wife puts on the grocery list, gets into the pantry. That exact same thing has happened to the American economy. And that's why you are suffering. And yet everyone tells you life is good. You have been taken off of the grocery list. This country, the entire economy of the United States of America, and there's a million metrics we've cited a million times on this show to back all this up. The United States economy is no longer free market. It is gangster capitalism where the gigantic corporations, they serve each other, only each other. They work with each other. The economy has been ripped from your hands, handed to Fortune 500 companies and immigrants. The American citizen has been completely removed from consideration. He's been completely removed from the process. So when he's told the economy is good, he's confused because he doesn't feel that at all. I can't afford a plane ticket to go see my mom. I can't afford to buy eggs anymore. We had to cancel family vacation this year, but the S&P 500 is up 12%. I don't understand. Yes, you don't understand. You've been taken off the grocery list. The S&P 500 now, it belongs to Fortune 500 companies and only them. And they only exist to serve each other. And it's more than just them. The government has partnered, because we have a gangster capitalism system, not free markets anymore. The government has partnered with the big businesses to prop up the big businesses. The businesses have partnered with the government to keep themselves being propped up. Small businesses, gosh, we've lost a third of them in just the last 2 or 3 years alone. But that's not reflected in the S&P 500. That family business of yours you just had to close the doors on after 25 years, you don't feel like the stock market's doing great now, do you? Well, yeah, because you've been destroyed. But this economy, it doesn't reflect you. It's not built for you. It doesn't serve you any longer. If you're on the board of Nike, it serves you. If you just got here from India, it serves you. If you're an American citizen, it doesn't involve you at all. I don't understand why they think inflation's still going up. That's maybe my favorite line. It used to be at 9%, only it's 3%. You moron. That means it's still going up. If it's a positive number at all, that means inflation is going up. It means I am poorer now than I was before. That means inflation is still going up. You morons. Oh, I don't understand. The S&P is high. What are you whining about? Okay, well, that doesn't do me any freaking good. I'm on my second job. My wife just had to go back to work. We can't afford the power bill. The credit card's maxed out, and I've had to drain the 401k. So, yeah, that really does my heart well that Apple and Microsoft are going hell's bells, but that doesn't help me at all. The economy and how we measure the economy has been completely ripped from our hands and handed over to the government, big business, and immigrants. Normal Americans aren't reflected or served by it at all. We have been cut from the grocery list. We still feel like we're part of it, or should be part of it. And that's where the media gets confused. And frankly, that's where I get confused. That's where you get confused. Because we're suffering and we're trying to figure out, wait a minute, we just went out to eat and it wasn't fancy. We just went to Chili's, a family of four, and it cost $100. I can't do this anymore. We're not going to be able to go out again. I can't. What do you mean the economy's doing great? Well, these idiot reporters and these business people who write these things, they wake up in the morning and they crack open the Wall Street Journal and they say, hey, Marv, would you please bring the gray poupon? It looks like my Apple stock is up 10%. It is a wonderful economy. I can't believe what the peasants are whining about. In the meantime, his accountant just dropped off his Uber Eats meal because his accountant can't afford to make ends meet with his small business job anymore. The reason you feel like the economy sucks and they keep telling you the economy's great is because the metrics with which they gauge an economy have cut us out. They've cut normal people out. What we're experiencing, we've talked about this a lot, is the country being taken from us by force. On purpose, by the way, I should note. On purpose. Why does that big evil corporation still run tranny ads when you don't like it? I don't like it. If you're Target, why would you actually advertise chest binders for teenage girls? Don't they understand there'll be a backlash? Oh, they understand that you'll be mad. You might even stop coming into work. They don't really need to serve you. They just need to serve the other Fortune 500 companies. They'll always have access to capital. They may have to close a store here or there, but that's not going to affect the CEO. They'll always have access to what they need. You, well, you're up the creek. That's what's happened. All right. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. Talk about CNN's ratings. A couple other things before we do that. Let's talk about our dogs. Let's talk about ourselves. How long do you think you would live if you ate fast food every meal? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just straight to McDonald's. Now, don't get me wrong, that would be delicious, but how long would you live? Well, not very. But why? Well, because you don't get nutrition. It's all just empty calorie crap. Delicious empty calorie crap, but no nutrition. Well, that's basically what we do to our dogs when we give them dog food. There's no nutrition in it. They're not getting vitamins and minerals and omega oils and all the things that living creatures need to survive. They're not. It's dead. There's nothing in dog food but empty calories. Rough Greens is alive and will keep your dog alive. It's probiotics, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. It's everything your dog needs to live for a very long time. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag. You will see differences in your dog. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Do not forget to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email them in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Anthony Phillips is a council member in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is, it's just been ravaged by crime. It's so bad. And I know it's fun to dog on Philadelphia, and I certainly do, but there's actually some crazy cool history in Philadelphia, some amazing restaurants in Philadelphia. The pizza in Philadelphia is some of the best I've had. It, y'all, Chris, you would die for it, buddy. It's awesome. It's really, really good. We got to go sometime. We'll go do a show from there. Anyway, so I like Philadelphia. It's like New York City. It has a place in my heart. It's like California. I don't root for its demise. I know it's going down. I just don't root for its demise. Anyway, this council member, Anthony Phillips, they've got this bad crime problem. All these hoodlums keep breaking into businesses at night, and it's really, really bad there. And man, if this incident just, wow.
We have watched and witnessed business owners allow for loitering to take place, smoking to take place, dumping to take place.
The bill would impact businesses like Cali and Rodriguez Mini Markets. Right now, both stay open 24 hours a day. Neither business owner was around to talk with us, but customer John Ricketts offered his thoughts.
Maybe a little more police patrol. That may help.
Ricketts says he visits Rodriguez Mini Market regularly, and he's never seen the alleged nuisance activity. Ricketts thinks shutting the business down overnight would do the community a disservice.
I would not bother or disturb this store because this store really serves a lot of people. A lot of people come here from a lot of different neighborhoods knowing that they can come here and it's open, they can eat.
Gas stations, restaurants with liquor licenses, and drive-thrus would be exempt from the curfew. And while some business owners on the strip support the proposed change,
there is no reason to be on the streets by midnight.
Councilmember Phillips knows it will not be supported by all.
What I say to those businesses that may not be happy is the fact, how about be a resident in this area where you got to deal with the loud music, where you got.
They're proposing in Philadelphia, in response to the violent crime that takes place at night, they're proposing making businesses shut their doors, essentially blaming the business community for the violent crime. Not the liquor stores, of course. No. Those have to remain open. After all, we can't cause a riot. But anyone else, you get punished. I think that pairs perfectly with this one. Schumer, Chuck Schumer. The GOP must vote for more migration to get fentanyl cuts. Essentially, they're bringing up the fact that fentanyl is flooding over our border. And Schumer is demanding that they pass the James Lankford amnesty bill if you want him to do anything about it. These really are the most evil people. They are evil, evil freaking people. All right. Before we move on, One more word on the economy. This is just so friggin' sad.
Half of shoppers, 25 to 44, say they've used buy now, pay later. Also buying in hundreds of thousands of merchants, including Walmart, Target, and Amazon.
How worried are you that lower income groups and minorities have been adversely impacted by buy now, pay later?
Typically, with new forms of credit, it usually is those who are living paycheck to paycheck who often feel the brunt when things go wrong.
Buy now, pay later, through the roof. Pair that one with this.
I've been back to work twice already, but now with watching the grandchildren trying to help out the younger generation, I've had to look for work that can be that can work with my schedule. The economy is not great, and the inflation costs are just unbelievable.
I work full-time as a groundskeeper in an apartment home community. I want to say my pension... Law enforcement is a very good pension. I feel I'm very blessed, and I appreciate that very much. But it just goes to show you that even us, so-called retired folks, it's just not enough under today's current economy.
Why don't people think the economy's good? In the meantime, retired cops are taking out second jobs, going back to work. This is why I tell you about hard assets all the time, too. Because the future is not going to be the S&P 500. Hard assets. Gold, silver, real estate, land. Gold, silver, real estate, land. Jesse, I don't know anything about real estate. I'm a normal guy. I can't afford. Yes, you can. Done For You Real Estate will do it for you. They will handle everything for you. And these are wonderful people. This is a family company. They will guide you through everything. They'll find you the property, the closing, the financing, the rental process. Let Done For You Real Estate do it for you. You're not going to start out as a real estate mogul. You're a normal person. You'll start out with one extra home, a rental home. Through Done For You Real Estate, you'll turn it into two, three, 10 one day. Soon you're retiring, passing down a legacy to your kids. Get involved in that. Things they can't destroy. DoneForYouJesse.com. All right? DoneForYouJesse.com. Go find out about it.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Doomed CNN's primetime ratings hit a 33-year low. It's not doomed. Again, this goes back to what we were talking about. They're not doomed. CNN keeps churning out the same communist propaganda, and everyone keeps saying they're doomed. They're not doomed. They're simply going to find another dirty commie company to give them access to the capital they need. They'll declare bankruptcy. They'll rip it up. They'll rebuild. But CNN's going to be communist propaganda today, tomorrow, and 10 years from now, because that's what the system rewards now. This is from the Post-Millennial. U.S. Air Force analyst admits no data exists to support implementing DEI policies. Yes, of course, there's no data that exists to support diversifying anything. That data has to be completely cooked up if you've ever seen it, because diversity doesn't help anybody. In fact, it kills you. Gender-neutral restrooms grace the U.S. military academies. It's my understanding this sign has since been taken down, but the revered U.S. Air Force Academy had a sign that said gender-neutral restroom with an arrow pointing one way. If Donald Trump gets reelected in November, it's going to take 4 years of cleanup, I'll tell you that much. A waste! Biden administration's costly Gaza pier already plagued by setbacks and logistical problems. What? A government program plagued by setbacks? No, you don't say. George Floyd died for us. ASU art exhibit depicts George Floyd as Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're doing great in college. Board of North Carolina's public university system repeals diversity, equity, and inclusion policy. Yet another reminder, get to a red state and become an activist. Make it redder. Get involved. I will see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.